The Widow of Ballarat, written by Darry Fraser and read by Rebecca McCauley. The coach juddered and rocked as it thundered over the rough road. Nell Amberton's hands trembled in her lap, and not only from the dangerous ride away from the explosive violence at the Eureka Stockade this morning. That she could still see her hands, or anything at all, out of one eye was a blessing, but little comfort. Never had she trembled at anything, in fear or rage, as much, until her husband Andrew had barged malevolently into her life. At her father, perhaps, but he was no match for Andrew. He was shouting now ever louder over the grinding whir of the coach wheels as it banged and bounced over the pockmarked road.
"Until you are delivered of a male child, I will continue to administer punishments as befits the chit you are."
He glared and pointed at her eye.
"I see you didn't attempt to hide the results of your comeuppance this time."
The ugly bruise was over her left eye. When she'd last checked early this morning, it had looked darker. Her eye still felt puffy. And because she hadn't been able to hide it completely this morning, there'd been no time as they'd fled the township, she'd fully expected a tirade. But expecting it never prepared her for it.
"Prove to anyone that you are willful and unruly, and that I am forced to take swift action."
Her fingers touched the little sprig of yellow wattle she'd pinned on her hat earlier to remind her of courage. Its leaves had drooped, she was sure, as much from the heat already in the day as from her mood. That would not do. She needed all her strength of mind and body to protect herself from her husband. She straightened as she adjusted her bonnet.
"And so you should cover it up. It is not a badge of honour. I will not tolerate your insolence in my household."
Andrew Amberton was a cruel man who'd escaped transportation from England. His family had packed him off to the colony to be with his widowed sister, Enid Wiltshire, and her son, before the law could do it for them. His crimes back there could only be imagined. Last night, angry, bellowed words between Andrew and his nephew Lewis had echoed back and forth from the parlour to Nell's room as she'd lain in the marital bed. Wanting sleep desperately, she'd covered her ears with the pillow and finally dropped off. Then, in the early hours of this morning, she'd been harshly roused and ordered to dress, to make haste, and then hurriedly propelled into the coach. There'd been no violence visited on her this morning. She'd only had to listen to Andrew rant and rave about having to pay for the coach ride in advance and in gold. Two heavy bags had been shoved under the seat behind her skirt. He was still blustering.
"But at last, we finally have this conception."
Oh, God, no.